Alpha 2 Tango Mobile.
In 0TR, sitting at home.
Oh, I'm on my way down here to get on Highway 417 and head to Simpsonville.
Okay. What are you doing down in Simpsonville?
My insurance company has gone with a new company for handling hearing aids and things. And Humana has contracted with a group called True Hearing. And True Hearing only has one agent in the upstate part of South Carolina, and that's Come Here Hearing, and their offices are in Greenville or Simpsonville. So I'm headed to the Simpsonville office.
Well, thank God we didn't have any ice today. I think they had a minimal amount up in Hendersonville. Wasn't that an interesting gentleman we were talking to earlier? I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was. And he talks about those NSAIDs and things. I try to stay away from them as much as possible. And that's why I only take a version of a leave, not actually a leave itself, but a version of it when I've got some problems with my back. Other than that, I just take a arthritis strength tablet for that or something like that, you know?
That's the way Bernice does. If she hurts, she just takes a couple of ibuprofens and probably an Epsom salt sitz bath, you know? And it seems to take care of her. Well, I was looking at my blood tests here, and I was looking for vitamin D, and I haven't yet found it. He takes about 3,000 a day, and that's supposed to, I talked to him earlier, that's supposed to help to ward off the COVID-19.
Vitamin D.
Delta.
Okay. Yeah, they cut me back on vitamin D because I was getting too much of it. And they took me off of it entirely right now and said I was so good. But they've cut me back on vitamin B because they had me taking 2,500 units every day. And they cut me back to 2,500 units every other day. So I don't take that every day now. So anyway, but my doctor keeps an eye on what I take and everything else and is very good about that.
Mine does too. I don't see that listed in all these hieroglyphics here, but I flunked up on phonics, and so it's kind of hard to decipher some of these medical things. By the way, he is an urgent care doctor.
Well, some kind of doctor, that's for sure, with his knowledge and background like that, so. Oh, yeah, I'm riding on the back roads over here. My Waze wanted to put me on Interstate 85 southbound, and there wasn't any way I was going to do that because I know how to get Simpsonville going on this road that I drive on 417, and it works a whole lot better.
Sometimes those GPSs get confused also. And I haven't been down to Simpsonville a lot, but I've been down there enough to find the ballpark. And Bill's place, wow. He lives out in the boondocks. That's another story. I've gotten lost down there before, but it's been a while.
House too. And I came over on 417 and came that way to get to it. So, yeah, I've been to his place. And his is a good bit short of going into Simpsonville, but I've been over to Simpsonville to perform for years, the Blue Ridge Radio Club. We work with the Balloon Fest every year that used to have July 4th. It was hosted at the down there in Simpsonville for a number of years. So we always came in the back door of the facility over there to keep having to get in with the crowds trying to get in the front door.
Yeah, it's a really nice little town, the the old part is, anyways. I always like to go in that, pawn shop in downtown there. Bill, he takes his dogs over there to eat ice cream quite often and spoils them.
Oh, yeah, that's, if I was close enough, I'd do that for mine, too, because she loves ice cream. And, of course, she only gets vanilla, and because or maybe a little bit of strawberry, but she doesn't get any of the chocolate. And I happen to like chocolate ice cream, so, when I have chocolate, she misses out.
You guys are rotten giving those dogs ice cream. I was looking for this vitamin D. Well, Bernice makes, she makes homemade ice cream quite often, and then we freeze it, so it's really good that way. This pronunciation on this one I got, 25 mcg or 1,000 units, vitamin D3, and it says it's colocalcif, C-H-O-L-E-C-A-L-C-I-F. But I don't guess they checked that on this blood test thing I'm looking at, because I don't see anything with that lettering in it. Cholesterols and different things like that, you know, like ALT, AST, and but it's got all these other things, WBC, RBC, HGB. It's just complicated, Bernice says. Yeah, she's right. He said it should be about 34, so I was looking for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the vitamin D will just say that. It'll say vitamin D or vitamin B. Both appear on my test every 6 months, so... I know what to look for on mine, and I get a 3-page printout every time he goes through the whole workup on me there.
VA, and I get it every 6 months, and I get one from the doctor, too, but I don't think he sends those to us, does he, Bernice? Yeah, he gave her hers, but she couldn't find it either. Oh, well, I suppose we'll live without it. But I hadn't heard that, and he read that in a medical journal just recently, yesterday, I think, that it might be good if you got a high level of vitamin D in your blood to ward off the COVID. I take one of these emergencies every day because I've heard that vitamin C is a good thing to have, too. But who knows? The best thing to do is wear your mask.
Like with the restaurant I just left for lunch, I wore my mask except while I was eating, put it back on, had it on until I started eating, took it off, ate, then put it right back on when I got through eating, and until I got in the car, and then I took it off out here, and when I get over here to where I'm headed, I'll put it back on.
Best idea, and then social distancing, but... we went into the Walmart market on the way home from the dentist this morning, and there were still some idiots in there, even some employees that didn't have their mask on. I guess Greenville, from what I read in the paper this morning, they reimposed that in downtown Greenville. But I got news for you. I'd like to see you keep masks on them college students down there.
Oh, yeah, that is, that's... thing that they ain't gonna do, but it is and all, but I wear mine, you know, when I'm out and about, wear it at church every day. I wore mine when I was in Publix. They had a couple of people stocking shelves in there that were like that weren't Publix employees, but they sure as heck weren't wearing their masks. So, and all, I made mention of it to one of the assistant managers there at the store. And because I think, you know, if the public has to wear it, the employees have to wear it, so should these folks coming in from outside to stock shelves have to wear it. But, you know, it's up to them to enforce it. But I think particularly when they're walking around like this guy, there was two of them I saw in there without them. And, we'll see what happens. I'm going by a place that says Lawrence Electric Cooperative Incorporated. It's a place, one of these little low-level electric places over here on Highway 417 going across.
NZTR with W2T. Well, I've been hearing Russians every night on CW, Rusty. Could have worked one real easy last night, R3GG, but I looked it up and I'd worked him before in 2017 or 2018, so I didn't. But I did manage to work Saudi Arabia the other night, and I just gave him a 599 and a 73s, but I should have given him a little more after I listened for a while. He was chatting a little bit. I think, I don't know if I'd worked him before or not, but it sure sounded familiar. Hotel Zulu 1 Tango Tango. But just in the last few days, I've worked European, Russia, Croatia, which is really easy usually. Youth on the air thing. Saudi Arabia, Sweden, Western Sahara, Denmark, Italy, Costa Rica, French Guiana, Colombia, Chad. So there's been a little bit on, but it's spotty. I looked just now and there ain't squat on there right now, and same way yesterday. A little bit around the gray line in the evening.
I kind of was watching it. Over here on 417, I just crossed 101 and went by the Bosch and Lomb facility over here. And big old another new housing development they're getting ready to, they're getting the property ready for over here on 417. You know, I'd like to know where all these people are coming from to get these high-paying jobs to be able to buy some of these houses that started $250,000. Oh, well. I don't know. I'm gonna have to make a trip up to the wireman this month, because I'm gonna have to go up there and get me some copper coated steel wire, about 275 feet of it.
You better take your pocketbook with you. You're gonna be shocked. That stuff's pretty high.
275 feet of it, $61, including tax.
Right, but I'm sure you looked it up. You watch your pennies closely. I thought it was more than that, because I know I bought some. But I might have had some other things in the same order. So that is great wire. Bob said he had a tree fall on it the other day, and he said he just had to go out there and cut the tree off of it. It didn't even faze it.
There before I did it, I made the call up there and talked to him. And yeah, I can get. I'm getting 14 gauge copper clad steel, 275 feet of it. It's $61 and a little bit of change. And, of course, I'm going to pick it up. I'm not having it shipped. But shipping would have cost me about half as much as the price of the wire.
Well, it is. It comes FedEx. And not to correct you, but I found it rather odd. I think it was number 531, copper-clad steel. And it is insulated, but it is number 13 American wire gauge. Ain't that an oddball thing?
A strange thing. Oh, I'm getting ready to go around another one of these roundabouts they put over here on 146, going in towards Greenville. And you come out to one when you come on 417, you get into, you hit 146, and you go around it, and you take the first exit, and that puts you on 146. Then you go down to the next roundabout and go around it to the third exit and get off there, and then that takes you on over to Simpsonville and Fountain Inn eventually, all of that area out there. W2T Mobile, strange things to do.
Yeah, if the DOT did anything intelligent, it'd be out of character. Wow, I could choke them up here for this stop sign they put in. Creates a mess every day. And we've always had peace and quiet up here in our area, but now it's backed up every day down there, almost any time of day on 101. 14's not as bad. It's a little more out of our way, though. But we come back up 14 on the way home a while ago. The water's really coming over the dam down there. Well, I got Matt Dillon on. Of course, it's a rerun on Channel 4-2 MeTV. So I think I'll go back to watching that and let you pay attention to your driving. And I hope you have some good luck down there. And oh, by the way, I ordered that wire was for my 265-foot-long antenna for my Carolina Wyndham, which I was hearing the Solomon Islands on it last week, and I heard the Philippines on it one night, and he was an American in the Philippines. Tried to work that one, but he was just too weak. But a little bit of activity on 160, but super weak, really hard to get. You need one of them four squares like Dave's got. But I could hear some activity on there last night. I've worked over into Europe a little bit, but not a great deal. Anyways, take care, Rusty. We'll catch you down the line. Watch the traffic out there. They walk among us. WU2T and 0TR73.
By the road to turn, that you make the turn off of to go down to Bill's house, and also I'm making my way that direction. But anyway, you take it easy. I'm not in any hurry, and I don't have to be there till 2 o'clock, and I'm only about 3 miles from where I got to be anyway. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T Mobile.